Baruch Hashem, having learned a few shirim already from the sugya, this is not something we would have done at any point before this. I mean, this is really like icing on the cake. I feel like it's a nice opportunity and a nice feeling for all of us to, you know, be able to go through a piece of Reb Chaim. We did do one piece of Reb Chaim, a very small one, the Negei HaKak, but now this is really a Reb Chaim that we'd be able to understand pretty much the entire piece. And we understand the logic, the binyan of Reb Chaim. We know what we can be ma'or on Reb Chaim, questions, quibbling. Again, it's only because we did the sugya the way we did. If anyone would say, you know, do the sugya peripherally into Reb Chaim, I would say, you know, if you don't have a foundation, you can't have, you know, a structure, you know. So I think it's kedai that we're doing this. We can do it outside, we can do it inside, we can do both. I guess people would like to do a bit inside, so we can... We can do it inside, but it's really not, in terms of the actual steps in the line of reasoning, it's not that much. But all right, it's good to see how Reb Chaim presents it in the language. Okay, so we'll do it inside, but understand it shouldn't be too confusing. And we'll chazer it over at the end, so we'll hear clearly what's being said. Okay, Reb Chaim always goes on the Rambam. So there's a difficult Rambam, Reb Chaim is coming to give you pshat in the Rambam. That's basically what's going to be at the end of the whole piece. That's, we have a good pshat in the Yushat Heitev Das Rambam B'hach Degag K'mosh Inspire. That's the ending of the piece. That's what we're starting, that's what we're ending. Already a question?
I
think if you, the more that you learn the Torah, the more that you learn a sugya well, the more that you're familiar with, you know, the concepts of Chaim discusses in terms of the Makoros, and just apply yourself, you know. I don't think there's any magic trick, except just, you know, you get comfortable with the language a little bit by being exposed to it. But separate from that, you have to be able to have a clear head and glatte kav, as we say, and learn the sugya. If you don't, as I was saying before, if you don't learn the sugya properly, this won't have meaning. I mean, it should. You might feel like it has meaning, but it won't. You'll be able to say, you know, you're Reb Chaim, but you don't really know Reb Chaim. Even now, how can we say we really know it? But at some level, we can. I think we'll be able to say that we understand what Reb Chaim is trying to do and how he builds it. Okay, so let's begin. The Rambam Reb Chaim is going on, Perek Dal, Lacha Yud Aleph, Hilchos Sukkah. This is the first piece in the Sefer Hilchos Sukkah. So now after today, Yitz Hashem, you can tell your friends, we did the first Reb Chaim in Hilchos Sukkah. It's not that long, it's not too small, it's not too big, it's perfect, yeah? Not Arba Kodesim, Al Arba Zavius Hagag, V'sichei Chagaba, and this is Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam gives you the case of Kodesim, Al Sfas Hagag. The Rambam says, Ho, V'sichei Chasfas Hagag Kosher. The Rambam paskins Kosher. Sfas Hagag is Kosher. The Rohan is a machitzus atachtonos, ki iu hein olos ramala, spasa sichu, chat kan lishonos. So the Rambam explains, why is it kasher? Where are the walls of the sukkah? The answer is that we imagine that the walls that are in the bayis are brought up. Right, what do we call that?
Gudasik.
And Gudasik works, spasa gag, that's the sack of the Rambam. Ubasagos, zelishono. The Sagas of Ravid comments, Zayn Mechuber. This Rambam is not correct. Why isn't it correct? The Afilu Rav Nachman Koi B'teiku Ulchumra Ad Tan Lishono. The Ravid says, because even according to Rav Nachman, now it's Lomi by according to Rav Huna, it's not correct. What did Rav Huna say? That the Machokis is where? Asfas Agag, and by Yem Sagag, nobody holds its kosher. And if it's machokes asfas agag, the chachamim are the ones who say it's no good. Again, I'm saying everything quickly because we learned the sugya, Baruch Hashem, together. So asfas agag is no good because of chacham agag. That would be according to Rav Huna. But even according to Rav Nachman, says the Ravid, koi b'teiku u'chumra. In other words, it's more a suffix. According to Rav Nachman, that it's machokes where the emsagag. So does that mean that asfas agag, that everyone would say kosher, or they're arguing also as fasagag. The more doesn't answer it, the more says teiku. So if it's a teiku, we have to go l'chumra. If it's l'chumra, we can't be machshe as fasagag. That's the kasha of the Ravid. Explains Rav Chaim, v'hu b'sukkah davdalim beis. What's Ravid going on? The sugya here. Tan Rabbanan, he calls the Gemara, not Tavak and Deisim, b'sikha gaban, Yaakov machshe, l'chamim poslim, machokas tanoim, in the case of Kondesim. Amar Rav Huna, Machokas Asfas Agag. Rav Huna says Machokas is on the edge. The Rav Yaakov Savamin Godasik Mechitza, Ban Saglam Godasik Mechitza. Machokas is where you say Godasik, that's the Machokas. But the Emsa Gag, nobody will be Machshi based on Dumdin. Rav Nachman says the Emsa Gag Machokas. On this Gemara has a Shaili Boiluhu, when Rav Nachman holds the Emsa Gag Machokas, the Emsa Gag Machokas, Abo Sasagag Devi Hakok Sheira. So there, everyone would hold you, would say Godasik, Machokas is just Binogea Dumdin by the case of Emsa Gag. Odilma Be Mizum Be Mizum Machokas, take. That's the Sugya. Vezel Shehisik HaRav. That's what the Rav is critiquing the Rabbim on. Dahare Afilu Rav Nachman. The first Pultayu Be Emsa Gag. Avrakati Hare He Iboyed Lo Ifshita. It's unresolved in Pligi Gambal Sfasa Gag. Vachachamim Bekaimon Kavasaya Poslin Gambal Sfasa Gag. Imlo. So we have an Ashaila that's not resolved if they're arguing also Asfas Agag, and in which case the Chachamim, who we hold like, would pass even there or not. So if we're not sure, if the Chachamim argue on Asfas Agag, in which case we hold like the Chachamim that it's no good, we don't know if that's correct. So then the Halacha dictates that we have to err to be Machmir. This is the Hasagas arrived. Clear. What the problem is, and we saw already Rishonim asking on the Rambam. The Ayin B'Magid Mishnah Shehevi the Yesh Min HaGaonim She'enam Gorsim L'Hach Iboya. We already saw this also in the Rishonim. The Magid Mishnah quotes a Girsas HaGaonim that don't have the Gemara bringing in Iboyahu. Who did who? According to those Gaonim. The Rav Nachman, the Maskin and Kavasei, according to Rav Nachman, who we hold like him, not like Rav Huna, we said to Yuftad Rav Huna, right? So then, Rak Be'emsa Gag Pligi. Machokas is going to be only Be'emsa Gag. There's no Ibai who that is Fasa Gag, that there's also Machokas. There's no such Ibai that's presented. Our Fasa Gag, we're going to simply say, Kuyamak Sheira, Mishim Tamin Good Asik, Bahoki Hupsaka Ramba. Now, we should recognize that this Magid Mishnah, the way that Rav Chaim is presenting it, so it's saying that we are simply not goris ibayluhu anything, we're just simply goris that Rav Nachman said al sfas agag pligi. I mean that they're arguing. I'm sorry, that they're arguing the emsagag pligi. Right? And no comment regarding sfas agag. The way that the others quoted the Gaonim, the Rishonim, they actually had to be more explicit. That after stating that Ben Sagat Prigi Avos Pasagat Kuli Alma, that it holds Kasha. Now, if that were correct, then Rav Chaim would not be asking this new Kasha we're asking right now. What he's about to ask is based on his reading of the Magid Mishnah. And that's because if you have your Magid Mishnah, you can take a look at it. There's a Girsa there, it says Hachi Kamar, not Hachi Garsinan. So Hachi Kamar means that would be what comes out. So that means that the Gemara did not state black and white when the Gemara quoted Rav Nachman, the Gemara did not state explicitly that the Sfas Agag will be Kasher Kuyam. The Gemara just was silent about that. However, the way that other Rishon quoted, it's the Girsa was that Sfas Agag would be Kasher, and the way the Chazon Ish is Magia in the Magid Mishnah, that's what it should read in the Magid Mishnah as well. In other words, if you notice in your Rambams, you probably take a look, if you study your Rambams, they point out from where it says Hachi Kamar in the Magid Mishnah, so they change it to where? Hachi Garsina. Take a look below on your page. I don't have it in front of me, but you'll see what I'm referring to. You have the Rambams that we had yesterday, the sheep. So they tell you that Haggah was the Chazonish's Haggah. The Gulyono says the Chazonish and Rav Chaim, he says, even the Magid Mishnah only meant what everyone else meant, which is that the Girsa. All right, but leave that aside. Lamaisa Rav Chaim was taking the Magid Mishnah the way that we read the Magid Mishnah without being Magia, V'achi Kamar. That means that the words of the Gemara were just that Rav Nachman said that they argued Be'emsa Agag. Zehu. There's no siachsis, no attention focused in the Gemara about the din of Sfas Agag. But V'achi Kamar, the Rambam now took liberties and said, okay, Rav Nachman says, but the Rambam feels fundamentally that will not be a problem where Al Fasad. This is when Avchaim now is going to wonder. Why is he going to wonder? Because of what comes right before in the sugya. How did the sugya begin? Before we got to this Tanu Rabbanan, we had a machukes Abai v'Rabba by Amud. And Sabah by Omeimar, and Rabba set him straight, and Rabba says, V'inam mechitzos nikaros. Says the Rav Chaim, in light of that, we don't really understand why the Rambam would take on his own achrayis to be paskening by Sfas Agag that will be kosher. In light of what we just had with Rava, which the pashtus in Rava is, that what is Rava mean mechadish, halacha in regard to sukkah. That's the default pshat of the sugya, which is again the pshat that the Ran and the Ritva, we said Rashi, learn. And if Rava is mechadish a problem in sukkah of what? Of being mechitzos nikaros, so then lechora, the problem should exist, if I had to ask me, what would be the case of Sfas Agag would be the din, it would be the same problem as Amud. To start creating your own chilukim without any sound basis in the Gemara, that's a radical chidush. That's what he's going to now ask. Let's just read it inside and take your question. Let's read. So now, having quoted the Magen Mishnah, Rav Chaim is not satisfied. He says, V'hine, le'el b'sugya sham, the sugya begins, ha'yisek bo'o ma'o me'asrim u'bana ba'amud, gavo asara v'yesh b'ach shesukha. The Rava paskins that by the case of Amud, you cannot be machshid the sukkah, even though it has hechshe sukkah on the top of it, and you have the sides of the Amud that you want to pull up. But we don't allow that for sukkah, because you need for sukkah, this is the pasha pshat that we're now assuming, we need for sukkah, mechitzos nikaros. Upasa kena Rambam, kaman tachi yadal. The Rambam paskins this din, this halacha like Rava, the case of Amud, that it's not going to work if you have an Amud, even though it's hechshe sukkah. She ain't elu mechitzos nikaros. Nimsa agav the Amud tzrach kashet lo tfanos. The lashon of Rambam, the Rav Chaim is going to come back to later and be medayik lechora like a new pshat in Rava. Right now he's not emphasizing the diuk halashon Rambam, just the psak Rambam, but there is something in the lashon Rambam here. If you hopefully went through the Rav Chaim, you know what I'm referring to. That the lashon Rambam is for Rav Chaim a giveaway that the Rambam understood the chesson of Rava differently because of the formulation here. But for now, Rav Chaim doesn't get into that. He quotes the psak Rambam itself. The Rambam says that it's no good. So what do you see in the fact that the Rambam paskens like Rava Hare? The good asik lo mahani v'sukkah. So what do we see in light of Rava? That Amud doesn't work, and the reason, the pashtus is, why not? Because good asik doesn't work by sukkah, because sukkah needs a real dofen. Mishum d'be'inaba mechitzos anikaros. D'hayinu mechitzos mach. What you need by sukkah is real mechitzos. In other words, good asik doesn't work for sukkah. That's what Rava is mechadish. The imkain, if that is clearly the psak Rambam, like Rava, that Amud doesn't work, why? What are we attributing to Rava? What you saw? That you need mechitzos nikaros, meaning that sukkah needs mechitzos mamish, and you can't allow a walls of a sukkah to be constructed via good asik. That's why you can't use the Amud, because that would mean good asik walls. Good asik walls don't count for sukkah. The imkain hakasha, maishna gavigag, the pasak Rambam, the mahani good asik besukkah. So why would the Rambam paskin Sfas Agag work? So chora, we have the Rambam's paskin by Amud that doesn't work. No, Elamai, what are you going to say? V'tzarech lomar, no, the svar l'chalek. What's that? The Gag, shayne mi Amud. The Gag is what? Is better. Gag is different. Why? Because came cause where Tosus shot. Tosus diva maska, or Sfas Agag sheiru de v'yakam. Tosus mentions it within the Tzara de Gemara. That do we say that that the Emsa Gag Pligi B'Sfas Agag is Kasha Kuli Alma? That was the Girsa that we have in the Tosus head. So it's explained to why would that be so? Because the Chasha B'Chitz Nikaros Femi Amud Mishim Nikaros B'Bayis, because it's Nikar below. But the Rav Chaim says, but still, but no. Elosh, that Tosus Hariyo Chichuzos. Would the Tosus prove such a Svaro L'Chalek that Gag is better than Amud? Because the nikar lamata, so you could say it is nikar because it's those machitzos that you're pulling up. Where did Tosus get it from? Hatos harei chichuzos mihadi ibayilan. from that which we had a shaila, the Dilma, al slas hagag b'kol yama k'sera. So the Gemara was suggesting, the Gemara was probing, should we say slas hagag is good for everybody, and because there'd be no machokas by slas hagag, it's only machokas by diumdin, by emsagag. So why would slas hagag be better than amud? So v'alzeh shehikshu davi ilmechitz nikaros. All of this is because Tosfos had to explain why the Gemara was suggesting that there should be a hechsher by Sfas Hagag Kuyamo Maishnami Omer. Tosfos gives you the Svara. This is why Chaim is building the Kash on the Rambam. The Rambam didn't have the Gir Sayyibayilu, as we just saw in Magen Mishnah. Then Kin Harego Askechan Klal B'Gemara. We don't find any indication in the Gemara. Wait a second, Rafi. There were Rav Nachman Aliba Derabbanan Mahani Good Asik B'Sukkah. You don't hear the Gemara presenting a solid tzad presented here that Good Asik works by Sukkah. The Rav Nachman Aliba Derabbanan. There's nothing stated about that. The Mized the Ka'amar Rav Nachman Be'emsa Gag Machokes. From the fact that Nachman says simply that it's Machokes Be'emsa Gag, Hare Akati Lo Mukha Milsa. Echadin al Fasagag. There's no indication that Fasagag would work. Emsagag machokes, Yaakov is machshel chum to say no good. Fasagag he doesn't speak about. Came to be Emsagag, habi zos klukta bifne atzma bedin in the donim misham jumin. The machokes of Emsagag is a separate, distinct machokes if you can judge it based on jumdin and work with jumdin. The ain't a shaykh kagudin al Fasagag. There's nothing to prove the Rambam's shita. In Tosis, there was something to work with. The Shub Kasha, Mehach de Amud, and the question therefore comes back from Amud to Mevur, the Lomahani Kagud Asik Unyin Sukkah. Again, what's the problem of Amud? Rav Chaim is now embracing the Pshat that we would normally want to read in the Gemara, which is we saw in the Ran and the Ritva, that the point of Mechitzos Nikaros of Rabbi is that Sukkah needs real Mechitzos. So therefore, if that's a problem by Sukkah that you can't use Amud because you need Mechitz Nikaros, Umaishnach, and the Bani Gurasik, we didn't have to Sukkah Mitzochi. This is now the springboard for everything that's going to come afterwards. Now, everybody, hold, okay, see how much you can. Okay, go. Yeah, what's.
The Rambam had this
gear, so
could be a little. You still derive Kasher. Just because he had this gear, so he shouldn't ask him, he should still take a little phone. Don't
yes, but
also Tosa is going to Havana.
But he, Rav Chaim is saying in Havana, he doesn't see why the Rambam can.
Like even if we had this thing in Havana, you still wouldn't be able to understand the Rambam. Yeah. The same way it'd be
right, I understand. I understand, but he's trying to say that given the Rambam didn't have the Girsa, it's not helping. It's not helping the Rambam. No, if he had the Girsa, then the Rav's Kasha is only a Kasha. Take Ushigol Chumra. But you're going to say, oh, what's helping the Rambam? What's defending the Rambam? Oh, he didn't have the Girsa. So therefore, now he can be Bachalik. What's the Chiluk? The Chiluk that Tosus makes. Says Rav Chaim, but that's not good enough. Because Tosus makes the Chiluk because there's a line in the Gemara that presents it as a real basis for distinguishing. Good, even then, if you go with it, it shouldn't necessarily hold that we accept it because, as we say, it's a Shaila. But if you don't have it stated, we're certainly not going to invent, so therefore you haven't made it better. I understand if you have the gear, so it's still not going to help the Rambam. But that we understand. That was anyway derived it. But he's saying, what have you gained by taking it out? By taking it out, you're going to say the Rambam is embracing a svara l'chalik that doesn't have any grounding in the sugya. So why is the Rambam saying such a chiluk? If the Rambam had the pshat of amud, like we just presented, that Sukkah needs Mechitz Nikaros, so what told the Rambam that Sfas Hagag is better in Svar? Even if the Gemara didn't present a shaila that it shouldn't be better. But why should it be better? I'd have no indication in Svar that it should be. There's no reason to make a Svar, create a Svar that's a Dochik Svar.
The pastor is true? Isn't the Svar true, though?
No, it's a Svara that Tosfos says because he has a problem. Because the Gemara is stating that Sfas Hagag is better, and Sfas Hagag would be kasher. But if you didn't have the Gemara saying such a thing, would anyone say that Amud and Sfas Hagag are any different? No. It's because the Gemara was clearing a shayla, as the Girsa we have is, and that there's a machokas only by Jumdin. But Sfas Hagag, nobody argues. It's all kasha. So wait a second, kasha. What? Mashlami amud. So it tells you why it's better than amud, because it's the karas babayis. But if that whole part of the Gemara doesn't exist, so all I know is that there's machokes be'emtza agad, and machokes is about diyumdin. And I know amud doesn't work because be'ina mechitzas nikaras. And I don't have any indication in the Gemara that there should be a difference and something better by Sfas Agad than Emtz Agad. But why am I suddenly going to create a Svar al-Khalik and say that the Chesaron of Amud doesn't apply by Sfas Agad because Mikaras Babayis? Why would I do that? Why would the Ram want to do that? That's what's bothering Rav Chaim. Why?
Wasn't
Rav
Huna about good
Asik
in the beginning?
Rav Huna learned that there was a Machokas.
Whether or not you say good asik or not,
right?
So right there, the person should ask. No, hold on a second. We didn't say good asik by Amud.
That's Rav Yaakov. So there's a Rav Huna who has a shita of Rav Yaakov that would force us to machalik between Amud and God. So the Rambam therefore embraces that chiluk lahalacha. Rav Huna is itosa. Rav Huna is shrugged up. Rav Huna is shrugged up. Now Rav Huna is no longer part of the equation. We have a Rav Nachman. You're saying that the Ram is building off of that. Because it's a Rav Yaakov. Okay, that's not Mistavra. Because it's a Rav Yaakov, maybe Rav is going to Halacha. Again, I know the Rav, no, I didn't want to say that. Maybe Rav is going within the Chachamim, first of all. I don't know. And even if you say he's going with Rav Yaakov is a fringe shita, and he came up with this chiluk. Why should suddenly this become a lachal ma'isa for the Rambam?
I guess in a different vein, I'm sure Ruth is trying to get the same point in the end. I think we could say, I mean, if you want to understand Rav Yaakov, that he also holds of the inam mechitzos nikaros, which a lot of people want to say. Rabbi Kiva wanted to say that, and Rabbi Abraham and Har wanted to say that. So then we have to say...
What are you bringing out?
Rabbi Yaakov also holds the Inu Mechitzus and Kavaros, and he's saying that Sfas Agad...
This is what Noam is telling, that Rabbi Yaakov, yeah. You see in Rav Huna, but that's Rav Huna,
now considering that Rav Nachman says, the Machlokes is...
Again, what are you saying? Because Rav Huna had a pshat that was rejected, that according to that rejected pshat, there would be a Tana that would have a chiluk between Sfas Agag and Amud. Because of that, so suddenly the Ram decides that within Rav Nachman, who holds the Machokis is Be'em Sagag, so the Rambam suddenly is going to decide that Sfas Agag is better than Amud. So it's not counterintuitive. So not having the gifts, says Rav Chaim, doesn't help us.
Also,
if the gifts is there, it's only a kashat. Take we should go to Chumrah. If you're not going to sit, so why does the Rambam feel that we should suddenly come up with a chiluk?
That's in Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's in line with the second price that we brought, right? That was used as a tifta against Rav Huna. We said we're not going like Rav Huna again. So Lachor, the diukim we made in the Braisa should be correct. And what was the second diuk in the Braisa? Second diuk in the Braisa that was a tifta against Rav Huna was that Tigre Akol, by Sfas Agad, Tigre Akol Shira. Yeah, but we're not passing the Rav Huna.
So you're saying there was another indication in the Gemara that maybe this Barati and Shteinu was coming to me that you're asking with Rav Yaakov and Rav Huna, there was an indication in the Gemara that there may be room with Chalek because the Gemara was saying that Leima Devdit Yuftu Rav Huna Betarati, that lets me medayik in the case of Aretz, that if it were the case of Sfas Agag, Kuyam Akshera, it would be the Tarti.
And the Chor, that should be in line with
so the Rambam. So if you'd say such a thing, you'd have to find a Chiluk for Amos. Even, you know, so that part of the Gemara, the Rambam was Goris. So you do have some line in the Gemara that would lead to that. So again, I would say, in a Chinami, but that's also a Shaka Betari that the Gemara knocks down and Puna comes back and says, no, it's not a Jufta Betarti. So suddenly you should revive that, the Halacha Lamaisa. Even if you're going to be able to glean such a possible svar, Rav Chaim didn't acknowledge that. He only acknowledged Tosfos. But again, that's not the mainstream svar. It's not the pashtus. So why should the Ram suddenly run with it?
We said earlier that we're not trying to get off the mic. Even if he had the mode, the mic wouldn't make sense for the Ram.
No, but the Rambam...
I was trying to get a pedach for a pilot.
No, but the Rambam, if it's Ibayruhu, so then the Rambam should go like the Psat of Lechumra. If it's not Ibayruhu, then the Rambam would decide on his own to Paskin that Sfas Agag is better. Based on what? Based on what? What would be going for the Rambam? Where would the Rambam find a mocker to say it? Mm-hmm. So you said a mocker because Rav Yaakov, according to Rav Huna, would hold such a chiluk. That's enough for the Rambam to decide to pass it that way. You're saying because in the Gemara Shaka Vitaria, the Gemara wants to have a second tuf to Rav Huna, which would apparently have to be assuming such a chiluk.
No, again,
these are very weak things to grab onto. The Rambam should be able to assume because of that, that's a real MS of Svara. Pashtus is not a good Svara. These are only Svaras that end up appearing in situations that don't hold up in the end. Rav Huna gets shrugged up. Rav Yaakov never said such a thing. And Rav Huna defends himself. It's not, and it's all within Rav Huna, who's anyway not named. Once you get to Rav Nachman, that's the Pshat now. Rav Nachman is the Pshat. And you know what he says. He says, the Emsa Machokas. Svasa Gad, we should go back to the Pshat of Amud, and we should assume it's no good. Even though there are, again, here and there, you can find echoes of something. Again, it doesn't sound like that should be a strong enough basis for the Rambam.
Ibayu is not better than the second one.
Again, Ibayu is better in a sense that the Gemara is presenting it within Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman is in fact the Psak Halach. But the problem is it's not going to help you. No, it's not going to help you enough because the Gemara says Teku Chum, Teku. But at least there, the Gemara is holding up as a real Svara that Tosis was commenting on, not within the Rav Huna. No, so that would have been better, except that, but that it should still be Lachumra.
The Deik is within Rav Nachman. The Teiku is within Rav Nachman and the Deik. If they encounter Rav Nachman, oh, did Rav Huna share? And then Rav Huna answers, no, I can defend myself this way. The same exact thing as the Bible and the Deik. We present it as if it's going to be kosher according to Rav Nachman. And then Rav Huna says, no, you can't prove that for sure. I can say this way. Well, Maskana, we end up with a Teiku on that, and it's also a Deik within Rav Nachman.
The take was only if you go or see Bayou.
No, I'm saying, it's not a real take on thing. When we say Mefe, we say Mefe. Within Rav Nachman, did Rav Nachman be share on the side? Within Rav Nachman.
No, the Gemara said Mefe. The Gemara said Mefe to prove Rav Nachman and to refute Rav Huna. Because of the case, there was Aretz. And Aretz is like Emsa Agag, finished. So it shows you that Rav Huna could not entertain anyone being Machshir, even Rav Yaakov being Machshir Diumdin. And here you see that that there is a Rav Yaakov who's Machshir Diumdin. That's nothing to do with us. No good asik. That is simply refuting Rav Huna on that issue. Then the Gemara says, let's be medayik to refute Rav Huna on the other issue. And yes, but to use against Rav Huna, in which the Gemara says, no, it doesn't prove anything. Again, you want to put all your, you know,
just as much
you want to put everything on that. What?
Just as much I would say, Ibayu, I would say.
I don't think so. I think there's a difference. Ibayu is presenting it as a real shayla. That's, you know, that's clearing his shayla here. It's a lame deputy to yufta. Okay, I hear. But again, you know, the maisa, it's still the Rambam is still difficult. They should suddenly come up with a shayla. Well, what now? What could we say? The Maisa, in defense, I mean, if we don't go on, before we can even in Rav Chaim, one could say two things, really, that the Rambam had a mocker l'chalek. One is simple. The Girsa the Rambam had stated black on white that what? Aval, Sfasagat, Kul. So, there you go. So the Rambam's mocker was in the Gemara. And that's how many of the Gaonim did quote it. So good. So if that's correct, then you know, then the kasha, the sting of Rav Nachman of Chaim's kasha is no longer there. Like the Rambam saw the Lashon HaGemara, says Mefurish. So obviously, you could say that there is a Svar L'Chalek. The Gemara actually said that Mefurish. Not that there was not just that it didn't say Bayelu. It said explicitly Pasuk Hakshera. No, the Rambam had that in the Gemara. So of course he passed Hakshera. Obviously that would be one ha'ara on Rav Chaim, right? Clear. Second ha'ara is that perhaps what forced the Rambam to say it is that within, if you don't say it, if you don't say Svasagag is Kshera, then the problem will be something that's mentioned by the Ran. The Ran points out that if Svasagag doesn't work, so it comes out, when does Good Asik apply? Not by Sukkah. So where does it apply? By Shabbos. Kavana Saran is where by Shabbos? Tehel B'Shah Sarabin, Gavar Yud, Rachav Dalet. Which for the Ran means that the reason why Defter B'Shah Sayachid is based on Good Asik, that you view it as having Mechitzas. We saw the Rambam in Perek Yud Dalet of Shabbos, that is Meduyuk, that the halach of tail being with just a yachid is not based on good asik mechitza, because the Rambam says it even before he talks about mukaf mechitzas. So you have to, the pashtus of Rambam is like the Meir explains, that the din of reshus yachid is because it's set apart from reshus harab. It's not baki, not baki barab, naturally, because it's not nicha for the rabbi to go there. So then what would happen is the rabbi would have a difficulty. Where are you going to plug in this halacha moshe v'sina good achis? If it doesn't apply by Shabbos, okay, you have Erevin, but that's Rabbanan. We saw Tzadik Tes in Erevin with the Kisa Gagin, but that's a Dindu Rabbanan. So we're going to have a Midoraisa application of Dindu Gurasi. So maybe the Rambam had that as a Hechrach, that Svasagag must be Kasher, because otherwise, where would Gurasi apply? That's a thought. Okay, I'm just giving you two points, maybe you could dig up with Rav Chaim's question on the Rambam. Number one, if the Gemara said the Furish, Masagag is Kasher, good, so then the Rambam had that. Second, because the Rambam needed a foreign application for good Asik. And Lushitah so, by Amud, Rishus HaRabim of Shabbos, that's not going to be called good Asik. So you have to find a place by Sukkah. So maybe the Rambam felt, it must be, Masagag works. Even though now you have a Kasher point to Rav Huna. So then according to Rav Huna, that they're arguing where? B'svasagag, so then that's B'kashin Rav Huna, so where's good Asik? I don't know. Because I'm a good Kasha. P'tikra. Why is P'tikra better than, you know, than B'svasagag? You know, it's, at the end of the day, that's going to be a Kasha. I don't have an answer to. It's a very good Kasha. Guys are asking me also, I think. P'tikra is Rashi called good Achis. So why is good Achis better than good Asik? B'svasagag doesn't work for good Asik, which is mostly shown in Shita. So why is P'tikra, which is good Achis, any better? It's a good, that's a tzorchi, and at the end of everything, we don't have a good answer to that. B'chura, it should be the same issue.
There's more, maybe there's more K'indira. As in, you look, if you can see, when you look down, you can't really see the wall that's 100 years. So Tosos
says it's Nikur Tfei, so that's better than the other way around. Machitz and Karas Babayis, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't
really
understand when being a chagik in Tosus and Rambam, Tosus is only going to Havamina. So why doesn't Rabbeinu Chaim just say that Tosus is going in a Havamina, but where can the Rambam assume to take that halakha l'maisa?
But he's trying to say that Tosus at least had a, the Gemara is presenting a real possibility that Svas HaGag is kosher, and Tosus explains why that should be. And Tosus, that's what brought that Svara out. But if there was no mention of that in the Ibai of the Gemara, so why should the Rambam suddenly feel that this Svara is legitimate Svara?
If we're saying that the Rambam's Gersa didn't include the Chazon Ish, it only went up until a little bit, then, then also the Rambam was also left with both Stadim available. It's not written in the
first Gemara. But if the Pashtus HaSvara is not Lechalik between Amud and Svas HaGad, the same Mechitzos HaNikar B'Umata, so why should the Rambam suddenly assume that that's the case? Let's go now from there. So this is the setup of the Kash. The deal, yeah.
The Rambam seems to say in Perek Dalad, the Lama Dalad, that Megias Tzachs works like the Pnei Yeshua, Ayyadei Gerai.
Ah. So you want to say another, I just said now, you could say, no, you don't need this command to Gerasik for Svasagag, you need it for Tfanas in Megias Tzachs. I hear. I mean, from the Ran, you see otherwise. In the Ran, you see that you would need good asik for that. The Ran says, you're only set for Shabbos. You're saying this point maybe is not mukhrach because you could say you need it for that halacha. That's what we're doing in the Ran, obviously.
I don't know
how
to read
Ran. What do you see that's based in good asik? How do you see
that? He said, we'll lie to you who had the funnels, but who knows tachas svasagag. They have to be like mamish under. So as
I know, we know it doesn't have to make you a how do you know it's based on good asik?
So I thought, because he said it seems like Dafka the funnels mechunos tachas svasagag. No, because I'm saying because he wanted to go up to the schach.
We'll have to look. That's worth looking into. What would be the shita of Rambam on tachas megisus schach if it needs good asik? If it needs good asik, then you're right. Then what I just said now is not mukhrach. What does Rav Chaim say in response? So he brings a shita of the Ramban in Shabbat Sadites. What he's going to bring is the following. The Ramban is saying something to learn Shat in the Gemara. It's not some of the particulars of the Gemara, but we can read it. But the Yisod that he's going to bring from the Ramban, Rashi B'Shem Ramban, is that there's a cloud called B'Shus HaYochid Ola Ad L'Rakia, but That means that the status of Mishus HaYachid goes all the way up. In other words, if you throw something from Mishus HaRabim and it lands on a basket high, high up, above where the mechitzos are. Right? Mechitzos go up 10 tefachim, and then there's like a pole or something, and there's a basket, and it will land in that basket. That's called, you violate a hotzah, carried from Mishus HaRabim to Mishus HaYachid. I have Mishus HaYachid? Yeah. Ad go bakiyat Mishus HaYachid. Once you have mechitzos, then the status is all the way up. Now, the Ramban is machadish that by Amud, which we said is Rishus HaYachid, if it's in Rishus HaRab, Negavar Yud, Brach of Dalit, an Amud, there'd be no halacha that the Avir goes up and Rakiya. The surface of the Amud is Rishus HaYachid, that's it. But the Avir all around it is not. Why does the Ramban say that? Because the Gemara has a Shaila, he quotes it, B'Shabbat Sari Tes. You threw something in Rishus HaRabim. Now, Rishus HaRabim has the status of Rishus HaRabim only up to a certain height of your Tefachim. Now, you're throwing it, that means it's going from Rishus HaRabim, but it's going into what's called a Makom Patur, which is not Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid. And then it finds its way back into Rishus HaYachid. So it went from Rishus HaRab to Rishus HaYachid, Derech Makom Patur. Ma'u, mi'ar minan hari akira b'isar, enocha b'isar. Yet akira, that's the first building block of Issa Hotzah, to do akira from one Rishus, and you have anocha when it comes to rest in the other Rishus, and therefore he's chayiv. Odil ma'akim to Makom Patur ka'asyolo, since it went through a Makom Patur, because it went above 10 tefachim Rishus HaRab, so maybe it's different. Fractosis akasha there. Simple kasha. Sheikshu the tifshu mehadisanyu eldafe. In the first parak, you have a mafurish case like that. The Gemara has a motzi mechanus lepratya derech stav. Chanus v'shus hayachid pratya v'shus harabim. And you went via a makom tour by a carmelis. So it went through v'shus in between. That's not v'shus hayachid or v'shus harabim. Harei de lo ichbas lo matim makom. Actually, makom tour. Harei de lo ichbas lo matim makom tour kaasya. So that's obvious. What do you need? Why is there a shayla? So that's Tosis. Tosis has an answer, whatever Tosis answers for that sugya. On this kasha, the Rashba brings a test, B'Shem Ramban. The Rashba tears as B'Shem Ramban. The difference is the following. That Kohecha denoch ba'abish ha'mokom chiyuv mamish lo mevayla, the chayiv. If it landed in a mokom chiyuv, where the avir is also the same as the surface, so the fact that it went derech makom tur is no question, it should be chayiv. Why is it specifically a shayla by Amud? It went derech makom tur and landed on the Amud. Because even as it's landing on the Amud, what is the surrounding Avir? What's the status of it? It's not the same status. Kikam Ibayilan, Bishanach, the Amud, Amud Bishusarabim, Sha'aviro, who Avir Shawishusarabim, Babi Makom Tur, it's above 10. The chia, what do you mean? There's halacha of Rishusia Oled Gorakia, not by Amud. The chia minan, Rishusia Yachid Oled Gorakia, Hanini Rishusia Yachid Gimura Bimachitzos, Gigon Chatzim. So this is the yisod that he's bringing from the Ramban, that the rule that Rishus HaYachid goes to the sky is only by Rishus HaYachid of Mechitzos. Avo Amud Lo Ad Kavushom. So this is a yisod that the Ramban brings to answer Pshat Megemara Shabbos Adites. The Gemara had a particular shayla, and the reason why it's a shayla over there because it was landing on an Amud, but really it's still surrounded by Makom Tur, even though this, the actual surface of the Amud of Rishus HaYachid. That's why it's a shayla. But what do you see in the Ramban? The following idea, that the rule called Rishus HaYachid Ola Ad Gorakia applies only to what type of Rishus HaYachid? Rishus HaYachid Es Machitzos, not Rishus HaYachid of an Amud. Kach Rishitas Ramban over there. Could be the Ramban says it as a possibility. The Ramban, he's saying it, that the Ramban said it, the Vados, I don't know. Fact of Chaim, a simple question. In our sugya, we have a case of Amud. The kasha debi Ramban miyasugya, the sukkah sheheveinu. The savra abaye lemeimar gabi amud good asik mechitzta. So now, start with abaye. What does abaye want to say? It's a kasha sukkah. Why is it a kasha sukkah? Because of what rule good asik? We're talking about amud. Hare lehedya, the gamba amud, I mean a good asik. How does it work? Because you're pulling up the edges of the amud, and it's going up the iso adin mechitzta the gabi ha amud. If there's a rule of good asik, So then what should naturally be clearly the halacha, that the status of Rishus HaYachid, if it's good asik, it should all not go at Lurakiyah. That's the Racham's assumption. In Ken Harim Memeila, the Gantim Rishus HaYachid, the Omot Tzarchi is all at Lurakiyah. Well, I came and the Aidei Adin, the good asik, Yeshuan Machisus at Lurakiyah. So Mefurish and Abayeh, that you say good asik by Omot. That's why he's Machshir the Sukkah. And if you say good asik, then it should naturally mean that you have machitzas going up. You have machitzas going up, it should be Rishus HaYachid to the sky. That's Abayi. Elamai, Rav. What did Rava say? Be in machitzas nikaras v'leka. What's the pasuk shal in Rava? What's Rava tining? Why isn't it going to work? Because it's a problem in terms of what? In terms of sukkah. That good asik will not work for sukkah. The specific inyan be in on for sukkah, machitzas nikaras. So he doesn't argue on the point that you can say good asik by Amud. That's the pashup shot that we've been learning now in Rabbah. Good asik works by Amud, but not to create dolphin of sukkah. No, ba'afil Rabbah lo kama rag de lo mahanya zo. It's got to be sukkah, mishum, to be in a machitzas nikaros. Meaning, velo mahanya, klal, good asik be sukkah. So that's the only point that Rabbah is contending. That for sukkah, you can't create the sukkah tfanos with virtual tfanos, with good asik tfanos. But meanwhile, that you say good asik by Amud is not in dispute. How could the Rabban say something which is against the Mefurish Gemara? Both Abayi and Rav seem to argue on this. You see clearly sugya daf on the days. You see that mina amud good asik mechitzta. If you say good asik mechitzta, then what naturally should follow from that? That it has a din b'shus yachid al rakia. Mekin har vada the din b'shus yachid shalohu ad rakia. Ve'ech kama haramban the ba'amud lo amina b'shus yachid al rakia v'tzalchir. This is the beginning of how Rav Chaim is now going to prove a new pshat that he's machadish, and he was machabim as one to Rishonim in pshat in our Gemara. Because l'chora, if you read Sugya Sagemara in Sukkah Davdam Beis, that when Rav says be'ina machitzin zikaras v'leika, he's telling you the pshat that Sukkah you need real walls, you can't have good asik walls, you need keindira, you need real walls. If that pshat in Rav, then the Ramban's yisod that you don't say Rishus Adlorakia by Amud is refuted by Sukkah Davdalam Beis. So how are we going to save the Ramban who holds that by Amud you don't say Rishus Adlorakia? We're going to have to say that we have a reinterpretation of Pshat in our Gemara, Lefi Rav. And here is Rav Chaim is going to come and be Machadesh, a new reading of the Pshat of our Gemara. Until now he's been learning Pshat in Rava one way, based on the Pshat that we know is the Ritva and the Ran. And he had a kasha on the Rambam. And now he's going to ask a kasha on the Ramban based on the Pashup Shalav Agamah. In order to come back and answer the Rambam, he's first going to say, you see from the Ramban that there must be a different reading of Rava. And if we have a different reading of Rava, then we're going to understand the Ramban and we'll be able to understand the Rambam as well. That's where we're going. That's the roadmap. Yeah?
Is it possible to say that the Ramban's din of Rishus HaYachid al Rakia is not coming din good asik, rather it's its own?
Okay, so here's the thing. You're onto something very important. Namely, that does Rishus HaYachid al Rakia have to be based on good asik? Okay. You'll see Behemshach Rav Chaim, you're going to see another possibility. You may be right that you could say al Rakia without good asik, but Rav Chaim's point is still valid. But if you say good asik, then you certainly should also be able to hold Adler Rakia. Now, you can't hold that you say good asik and not hold Adler Rakia. To say it's Adler Rakia based on other considerations, maybe there are other inyanim why it could be Adler Rakia. But no, because if this has machitzas of good asik, then it again should have a stance which is Adler Rakia. If Amud had a din of good asik, if you would say good asik by Amud, which right now we're assuming we do, just that by sukkah it's not good enough, but we say good asik by Amud. So then it should naturally follow that those walls that you're pulling up are going up all the way up indefinitely. So how could the Ramban say that there's no status of Rishus HaYachid ad Lurakia if we hold good asik by an Amud? So again, do you need to say that that's the only reason why it's ad Lurakia because of good asik? Maybe not. But if you say good asik by Amud, then certainly you can't say that you won't consider it to be Rishus HaYachid al Rakia. That's the problem on the Ramban. Chora al Sugya, Pashup Shat, is clearly indicating that there is a notion of good asik by Amud. The only thing is, for Sukkah, it doesn't work. Yeah.
Wouldn't Rashi, when he says good asik, only 10 Tvachim answer this question?
It's a good thought. It's a good thought. That at the end of our Chaim, we're going to see, we're going to have problems with the Chaim attributing this Mahalach to the Ramban. You understand what I'm alluding to. At the end of the year yesterday, I already gave you an inkling of this. Rav Chaim is going to say Pshat in the Rambam, that he learned the Sugya, this new Pshat that Rav Menahar says, and Rav Chaim is Machadish. But not just for the Rambam, he's going to say that way for the Ramban. But L'chaira, that's going to be very difficult. I mean, you're already anticipating it. Because L'maisa, the Ramban that we learned yesterday, the Muhammad, right? That Ramban, L'chaira is very much, firstly, Paskin Tos Vasagag is Noga. And the whole point of how he explains the Rif, based on that he used the Lashon of the Braisa, which is a way of showing that good Asik doesn't work, clearly only makes sense if you understood the issue here of good Asik not working by Sukkah, because Sukkah needs real walls. So then this hope shot of Chaim is attributing to Ramban, L'chaira is not going to square with the Ramban and the Muhammad. In which case, we're going to have to come back to the question on the Ramban. So how can the Ramban, if there is really a good Asik by Amud, because perhaps something more is really about Sukkah being different, so then we're going to be forced to say maybe something like you're saying. So then why isn't Olad Rakia? But it's not going to say, you know, you have to know what to answer. Because the Ramban seems to be saying that sounds like it's, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe there's something there. It doesn't go all the way up. Like, you're right. That's it's going to force us to say something like that.
But when it lands, then it is iteration. Like, still, it's in the
okay, but you got me ahead of myself. That's obviously, at the end of everything, that's going to be an issue. But right now, with Rav Chaim, we know why Rav Chaim is now going to present a new pshat in the sugya. Because he's pressed against the wall because of this Ramban in Shabbos Hadites. That Amud doesn't have the din of Olad Rakia, therefore he has to figure out how is it going to work with Abayin and Rava over here by Amud. Yeah?
Just with Shabbos, the reason why we know that it's not the other Rakia, because they ask a question about it, they're not sure.
Yeah, the reason that it was seemingly this to be a simple answer to this Shaila, just like we have a Daf Hei in Shabbos, that if you go Derech, one reaches to another Derech, Mokum Tur, it's Chayiv. So why is this case any different than that case? The answer is it's different because even when it ends up on the Amud, but the Avir surrounding it is Mokum Tur. It's only the surface of the Amud that's Rosh Hashanah, but the object is still in some way, you know, surrounded by the Avir of Mokum Tur because there's no status of Rosh Hashanah Yachid further up. Sounds like not even up to 10, not even that much though. V'hanira Mukhrach Adas HaRamban. So the Ramban, this is how he's building it. It was, from the kasha, it's become a raya. You'll see why. Hanir Mukhrach Adas HaRamban, the Mefarish, that he has a new way of reading, and this is Rav Chaim being Machadish, a new pshat in our Gemara. We know Baruch Hashem now that he was Machavin to Rishonim. The Mefarish Dahad, the Ka'ama Rava. Rava's words on Abayit Bi'in Mechiv Tzatnikaris Veleka, Lav the Havi Zos Din the Sukkah. Not that he's trying to tell you that Be'inan for Sukkah Mechitzas Nikaros, Shetei Dafka Mechitzas Nikaros. That's not what Rava means. Ki in the Hudin, the Ahilchis of the Good Asik. Rava's saying Be'inan Mechitzas Nikaros, in order to say Good Asik, you need Mechitzas Nikaros to use to say Good Asik off of. The Lo Amin Good Asik, Rav Mechitzas Nikaros. The Lo Ba'amud, She'ina Mechitzas Shelo Nikaros, Bim Kalman. The machitzas are not clear because it's around an amud. Kima dehu atum kulo. Atum means it's closed up. It's surrounding it's something. It's not open. It's not a halal kenegdo. There's no toch. Again, who were this pshat Rishonim we saw? We saw Avraham Ahar. We saw it in the Meiri. Rav Chaim didn't have either. Rav Chaim was machadesh because of this kasha on the Ramban. That the Ramban can only make sense if we reinterpret Rava to say hagufa. That Rava is arguing because he's saying you don't say good asik. So what was originally a kasha on the Ramban, that's mashma, that's a sukkah issue, but otherwise you say good asik, and the Ramban says there's no adgar rakia, becomes the hefech. The Ramban's yisod, that there's no adgar rakia because there's no good asik by Amud, actually has a mocker in Rava. Strange or not, but a bit strange, you can be ma'ori as well, but I buy it. And the Ramban is silent, doesn't make his chidush depend on Abaye of Rava. If Abaye holds that there is good asik, then you would say adgar rakia. It's a bit of a question. According to Rav Chaim's Mahalach, the Ramban's not mentioning the sugya that there's an Abaye. You'll say it's Sava by Lameimah. Good, okay. I thought of that too. Tosus, right? Sava by Lameimah. So at the end, it was Abaye end up accepting it. Good, okay. So that's why. So you don't have to mention the Havamir of Abaye. But this is Rav Chaim's point. What saves the Ramban is to plug into Rava a new interpretation, which would now be in sync with what the Ramban is saying. That's not Lurakia. Why is that true? Because there is no good asik. Why is there no good asik? Because of this new idea that if you need mechitzas nikaros, the Rav Chaim doesn't give a svara for it. Rav Avraham said a svara. He says it's a mechitza b'kedi. If it's not accomplishing anything on where it is to create an enclosure, because opposite it, it's totally closed up, so then such a mechitza doesn't lend itself to be brought up. It's a weaker type of mechitza. This is the new pshat of Chaim is presenting because of the kasha. Okay, v'lo ba'amash ina mechitza nikarsim koman kim duatim kul v'lo rak. So comes that this chesaron is a chesaron in sukkah dafka. No, it's a chesaron everywhere in good asik. That's good for the Ramban. We're getting it from v'lo rak b'sukkah levad gishmak. We both say Torah gishmak, Rav Chaim's gishmak. You agree? Yes, I'm asking you. Yes, now that you appreciate it. V'lo rak b'sukkah levad hu dinei mazos kiyim b'chol makom d'aminu good asik mechitza havi dina achi, which is the hu rak mechitza nikaros. Ulefiza nimsa. This is the beauty of Rav Chaim's Torah now, that what was a kasha becomes a raya. Was a kasha the Ramban from the sugya d'avdala becomes a hefech, a support to the Ramban shita. He learned Rav a certain way, which is consistent with what he's saying. Ulefiza nimsa the besugya zum mevur. Dino shall Ramban. No, it's not a kasha that you see good asik works, but sukkah is the problem. No, good asik doesn't work by yoma. That's what Rav is saying. Mevur dino shall Ramban. The ba'amud lo amin good asik mechitzta. Keva dahav yad mechitzta in the karos. Or memela, if there's no good asik, memela deles beigam hachdina du shesiyachad olad rakia keva the ancient mechitzas lemala. Because there's no mechitzas going up because you couldn't say good asik, so therefore it doesn't go up. What makes Olad Rukia, he's assuming for the Ramban, good asik. If you don't have good asik, there's no din of Olad Rukia. Now he says, if you look at the Rambam, you'll see the Rambam also learned this pshat in the Gemara. Now he's going to go revisit the Lashon Rambam. Before he quoted the Lashon Rambam without commentary, just to show the Rambam paskins the psul of Amud. But why is Amud no good? So we were learning until now because Sukkah needs mechitzas nikaros. Listen again to the Lashon Rambam. The Medayik Lashon Rambam. Ba'achim Meduktak. Lashon Rambam. Shekasa b'achta Amud. How did the Rambam explain the problem by Amud? This is in the other halacha, right? Halacha Yudalit. The Rambam said that it's possible why she'ein elu mechitzos hanikaros. Because these are not mechitzos nikaros. The nimtza agabi ha'amud shechach kasha b'lo tfanos. I tell you, is that how to speak? If these are the mechitzos nikaros, therefore you have on top of the amud shechach b'lo tfanos. Let's speak it out. So what's the Chaim's diuk? If the pshat was that you need for sukkah mechitzos nikaros, then what does it mean? Nimtza, turns out you have schach without mechitzah. No. You have tfanos and not nikaros. That's the problem. That is the bio and endo. That's the issue. The Rambam says that because these are not mechitzah nikaros, and therefore, as a consequence of that, you have schach without tfanos. What does that suggest? That the not having mechitzah nikaros is the reason why in the Mela I could not have tfanos here, because I couldn't pull it up. The pshat was, I just don't have, I need mechitzas nikaros. So what's the nimtza? Nimtza, turns out. That's what it is. I need a certain type of mechitza, a real mechitza. I don't have it. What is the Rambam saying? Ain't el mechitzas nikaros, and therefore it turns out, agabi amud, v'hanu kvesh kasavti, the kevan, the mechitzas atzman shel ha'amud, v'avim mechitzas nikaros, al kein memela, the agabi ha'amud, chas mechitzas gamri. The Rambam saying one thing and a consequence of it. Ein il mechitzas nikaros means where, what's the outside rim of the amud? The nimsa, because the amud around the amud's not nikaros, nimsa, what agabi amud, what do I have? Schach without tfanos. Beautiful, the Lashon Rambam, you see how sweet. The Lashon Rambam itself is mora on this pshat, the Rav Chaim is machadish, that we saw already in the Iri and Rav Menahar. The Lashon Rambam itself, Rav Menahar also went this pshat in the Rambam. That's the Duyik Lashon Rambam. Kibashka Savti. Kim the Mechitzos Atma Shalom Lavin Mechitzos Nikaros. Memela da Agav Yom Ad Chasim Mechitzos Gamri Kim the Lamin Ugo Asik Vizel Shekosav. That's what Rambam says. The Nimsa. Because it's not Nikaros. We have a Nimsa Agav Yom Ad what? Tzchach Kosha Blo Tfanos Vat Salomar the Shom Havi Chesan Tfanos Gamri. If it was a problem that it's not real Tfanos, it's just Tfanos is not real. So I mean without Tfanos. I have tfanos, but they're not good enough for sukkah. It's not good enough. It needs tfanos hanikaros. The Rambam says, because not nikaros, I have no tfanos. That's exactly the pshat we just said. Because it's not nikaros mata, I have no tfanos. Mamish the pshat just suggested. Velodap suhu agav of who mishum de lo havi machitza nikaros. The bechshev the sukkah be'em, the answer is bechshev the sukkah be'em skol be'irukam machitza. There is no such halacha. That's, the Gemara didn't say such halacha that by sukkah ni machitzos nikaros. That's not what Rava was saying. Good achis would work for sukkah, right? Why can't I have a sukkah here? Because I don't have good achis. V'rak mishum dagabi ha'amud ha'chas machitzu gabi. Ah, having said this, we said a new pshat in the sukkah in Rava. We explained that's what the Ramban is going to learn. We say that's Meduik in the Lashon of Rambam. Let's go back to answer the Rambam from the beginning. So why did the Rambam say Sfas Agag is kosher? Why is Sfas Agag kosher? There's no reason why you should have the problem. Ufizeh, harinicha, das a Rambam, shepasak. The Renarts, abokun desin, Sfas Agag, ficha gab a kosher. Why? What's my problem? Sukkah needs mechitzos ikaros. And good asik doesn't work. Where does it say that? There's no such sugya. What did Rambam say? That you can't do good asik on mechitzos de nikaros on an amud. Here, you don't have that problem. Ufimashim zbaya, hare mehach de amud muchach. The good asik mo gam lachsher de sukkah, the rakatveri. The problem is that you don't have good asik. Would a good asik work for sukkah? Absolutely. The imken begad, the min kiri mechitzos lim koman, the nuker in the place, v'amin bu good asik, kumvur be'ervin daf petas, that you say good asik by a case of bias and gag. And then with the Havidino, the cluster was Sachech, a Gabbav, who could suck around. Question is by.
Wait, why are we saying Gadassik by Sukkah?
No, we're saying Gadassik because there's no reason Gadassik works by Sukkah. There's no Gemara that Gadassik doesn't work by Sukkah. The whole Gemara is saying that you can't say Gadassik by Machitzel Shein and Nikaros.
So why is it Nikar by Sukkah?
No, because it's almost Nikaros from Mata. I say Gadassik. Gadassik works for Sukkah. There's no din, there's no halacha, there's no statement to the effect. You see, there's something coming up, but there's no statement in the Gemara that good asik doesn't work for sukkah. That's not what Rabbi was saying. Rabbi was saying is, I don't have good asik to be machshir the sukkah. Would good asik work for sukkah? Absolutely. Would that count as walls for sukkah? Absolutely. But what's the problem? If I'm trying to pull out from an amud, mechitzos that are of an amud, which is atum, it's totally closed up, it's not nikar, bim komo, I don't say good asik on it. Therefore, I can't be machshir the sukkah with good asik because it's an amud. But the case of the asfas agag, where the mechitza is nikar bim komo, so then for sure. Now, the Rabbam Ar had his pshat of the of Afchaim. He had the gear of Yibay Lahu, and he had to present a new issue, Shalom Naga Bahadur Rabbah. He had a new issue in the Gemara that Sfas Agag doesn't work. Why not? Because perhaps good asik has another cloud. What did he say? That maybe you need, it should enter a little bit into new issues. Okay, that was a new Indian, but the Rambam didn't have any of that. He didn't have to consider it, and we know that anyway it's not true by the Sugyan Erevin. So the Rambam is free to the Paskin beautifully Sfas Agag works. This is the Iker Yishuv for the Rambam. Now, there's another twist in the Chayim that's coming up right now. Chori, there's a problem. All of this is tying the Ramban to the Rambam. Both of them weren't in Pshat in the Sugya. The Sugya is about where they say, good asik, the mechitzos, she'enu nikaros l'mata. But the Ramban said, based on the fact that you don't say good asik by Amud, that you don't say v'shusiyachet ola adorakir by Amud. So that was the theme for the Rambam, that you should be tied to that as well. You don't say good asik. So you don't say should, but the Rambam is mashba otherwise. Like they, now they have a problem. The Rambam seems to say, you're going to see Perek Yud of Shabbos, that Rishus HaYachid Olad Rakia, not just Rishus HaYachid of Mechitzos, even Rishus HaYachid of Teil. So now we're back to our problem. Of Achid Be'emes Kashiloma Kain, it's hard to link the Rambam and the Ramban in terms of what we just said. If you're going to peer the Rambam and the Ramban in terms of Pshat and the Sugya, then it would seem that the Rambam and the Ramban are on the same page on what the Ramban said. What did the Ramban say about Rishus HaYachid Ola Agorakia? That is only by Rishus HaYachid of Mechitzos, but not Rishus HaYachid of Amud, right? But what is the Rambam's sheet on that? The Emes Kashi Loma came to Rambam Yisbor Kedasa Ramban, the Betel, Reka Hach Dina, the Mishnah Yachid Ola Ad Lurakia. It's hard to say the Rambam holds, in fact, like the Ramban, that you don't say by a tail, by a noun, the Mishnah Sarabim, that's high ten tefachim, that you won't say it goes up Ad Lurakia. Dahare. Harama Perk Yudal Milchis Shabbos Kasa Bistom. He says, without any elaboration, tail Havi Mishnah Sayachid. Ukulolo Sham in Kol Mishnah Sayachid. He puts it in the same grouping as all the other Mishnah Sayachid. Umasma, the tail shave bedino l'shus hayachid l'chol mili. In every respect, afle inzer the ola agurakia. Furthermore, the gamda haravim siim shamachakach hachdina. He gives you that halacha later. The l'shus hayachid ola agurakia. What's he going on? Every aforementioned case of l'shus hayachid. Umasma, thou ko l'shus hayachid koi af al din l'shus hayachid the tail. So what emerges? V'imkein. What follows? If you can say Rishus Yerukiah, then what does that mean? Why is that so possible? Why should that be? Because of what halacha, what principle? Good achis. No, so now we're knocking the whole binyan down. How beautiful Yishuv and the Rambam, based on working off of the Ramban. But the Ramban that we're working off is saying that you don't have Rishus Yerukiah, that's why, because you don't say good achis. But the Rambam holds that you do say Rishus Yerukiah by a tail. That's based on good asik. Mukhrach digam etel in good asik. Umemela, delonucha lefaris alibay hasugya da amud kumashik katabi. We've lost our pshat. Oy, oy, oy. We had a beautiful pshat in the sugya that really amud, you could say good, amud, you can't say good achis on. That's the problem. It's not a sugya issue. It's be'inan for good achis. But the Rambam holds that you do say good achis by tail because he holds that tail is, you should see as a rakir. So now we're sad again. Now what's going to be? Now the Rambam is difficult. No. So here's the Rav Chaim with a new coming up the sugi even further. No. We can still salvage up pshat. We're going to end up with this pshat of the Rambam, but we just have to say the following in him. Hear carefully. V'amira lomer das Rambam. The svira le daha the rishus hayachid. We saw this in the morning. So get to what we're about to say. Ha the rishus yach ogle rakia ein zem mishum dina de gorachis. Ah, it's what Noam was beginning to say before. You could say rishus rakia based on another spar. Not this good achis really doesn't apply by amud, and that's the sugya here, and that's why it doesn't work by sukkah. If good achis would have worked, it would have been a kasha sukkah. What's our problem? Identify the problem, Rabosei. What's the problem? How can the Rambam hold, on the one hand, that by omud you don't say good achis, and on the other hand, hold that by a tail, Rishus Yachid goes extends up? He says as follows. This, the Rishus Yachid goes to the sky, is not based on good achis. Ki im dehu din bifnei atzmo. The separate. Da machitzos hatachtonos. The lower machitzos. She yesh behen asara. That have 10 tefachim height. Godros es hamakom ad gorakia. In other words, the chalos hekif, to use other words, that the lower mechitzos do, create a chalos hekif l'mala too. Not that the mechitzos are olos l'mala based on good achis. The mechitzos are not olos. But there is a hekif that's happening l'mata. That hekif creates the status of enclosure ad gorakia. Not with good achis. It's a separate din. Hamachitza tachtos to have a sarah godros es hamakom adroki umashvili ukurish as a yachid. Vizel klala b'machitzos. The ko sheyesh behen shiur da sarah. If you are enclosing a shira sarah of a rishus, so what of the rishus has become enclosed by virtue of those da sarah? The whole rishus adroki. Is that good achis? No, it's a different point. Again, it shouldn't be new to us. We mentioned this in Genga the Sugya. We saw this. We are in Rishon. We saw this in our Vamina Har, right? That the Atzma they are machitzos to create Adlerakia. Again, Chaim's machaven to Rishonim. The Zel Yesh Koshi Yesh Shiura Da Sar Godos Esamakum Adlerakia Asher Al Kain Shapir Havi Teir Rishus Ayachet Adlerakia The Afagav Delo Amina Beigod Achis Mechista. It's the Shira Sarah is golden the Malkum Adler Kia even without good achis. Mishum de machitzos at achitzono still a tail has sovos osono is the outer rim of the tail, which is around the closed up area of the tail. Again, can that be good achis? You can make good achis out of that. But what does that effectively do? It's go there, even though it's the matan erishus, it's go there, everything straight up. Heim godus es hamakom ad gerakia v'osnos lushus ayachin. That's correct. So let's go back to our case. So then why don't I have a kasha sukkah? Is the area of the omid enclosed? Good achis, I can't say. But is it enclosed? Yes. So why doesn't a kasha sukkah?
You need walls.
You need walls. You know, it's here, and even though Rava's point is a good achis point, this is what he pointed out at the beginning of sugya, but it's going to come down to sukkah being unique also. It's just that that wasn't the vort of Rava, but that's clearly what's going to have to be brought in to the equation. Ella, he says, the bezeh cholok sukkah mishabbos. This is where sukkah is differentiated from Shabbos. The besukkah lo mahani klal what? Hada hamachitzos hatachtonos godros es hamakom rakia. The fact that it's a chalos hekif, that it's considered enclosed at rakia, that doesn't create sukkah walls. Ki im de be'ina defanos mamash bimkoma. You need fanos in its place. What would be considered fanos in its place? Good achas. Good asik. Tzrichin was a davka huchsa, the good asik. What is good asik? The chashvina luhula etzim ha-machitzos ki'ilah hen olos l'mala. If the machitzos are brought up, then it has machitzos. Again, not like the other pshat that, no, good achis doesn't work for sukkah, it's not nikaros. No, the pshat of the Gemara is you don't say good achis. Had I said good achis, it would have been a good sukkah. But I don't say good achis. What am I left with the idea that you can create l'rukia, the standards of Mishnah Sayachid, that's not going to count for Sukkah. Avabulozeh, the Chashvinan, le'etzem ha-machitzos, ki'ilein olos l'mala, if I wouldn't consider machitzos if they're going up, ki'im, but all I have is what? That machitzos shalamata grodros es hamokim shalamala, just that the machitzos below are considered to be enclosing the area above, but not that their machitzos actually brought up, zeh lo'mahan yirakad Mishnah Sayachid. That helps the gabi the devil on Rakia. Below it didn't find us a Sukkah. So that Melo, we're saving the Rambam again, right? So the Rambam can still accept the Pshat that we suggested. And therefore, Tfas HaGag is going to be different, and so on. Let's just finish the second Rambam. V'hachi Muchrach. This is it. You have to say this. Da'ari Behilchus Shabbos. V'hushka Kral B'Rambam Hachdin D'Gurachas Mechitzta. What I'm saying is Muchrach, that you can have the idea of the Adurakiyah without Gurachas, because the Rambam never mentions Gurachas by Shabbos. Where's the Rambam mention Gurasik? Where does the Rambam mention good asik? Rak besukkah hu shekasav lehach taima de good asik mechitzta. He mentions good asik where by sukkah. Elavada shmamina de l'inyan din v'shus ayachay de Shabbos lo tzvichin klal le taima de good asik. Rak besukkah hu de tzvichinan lehach dina. And then he brings one more. Raya, we quickly v'chaynir muchach mehad ekaim lehan b'shabbos taf kuf. Tel ha-mislakeit asar mitoch arba. Let's say you have the following. Instead of having a straight mechitza up, you have an incline. So it's going up gradually within a span, I think, of 4 amis. It reaches to a height of 10 trachim. So it's like an incline. So that counts as a machitza of b'shus ha-yachid v'shabbos. And now if you went through something and landed on the top of this incline, which is, again, within a span of not more than 4 amis, it has gone up 10 trachim. I think it's 4 amis, I have to check. I believe so. Then it's considered to be b'shus ha-yachid, chayiv. This whole rochav arba brings you up at that angle to the height of 10 tefachim. Mikol makom mixes gova shabo, right? Umishum dekenu dinu dushes ayachid. So how does it work? The mitzarfina machitza may have mikomas biyachid. The machitza can be combined as it spreads out. Just like, for example, Kamo back by Chakak. Bayis Ein Tocha Yud Chakak Borosu Masar. The Mitzdarfi Shnei Amachitzos, one next to the Chakak, the area, and then what's further away, La Shvuye by Shabbos Lishus Ayochet. Kivur B'Shabbos Dav Zayin. That was the other of Chaim, right? You can have two different Chalakim of the Machitza. V'achi Nami De Kavasa. The Mitzarfin and Gova Machitza Shebechol Arochav Dalid Yachad Lashu Masar. He says, what does that accomplish? Harik Kozer Oshayach Rakulin Etzim Hamachitzos. Aval, could you make a good achis out of such a machitza? Aval, in a din the good achis, I mean, achad the kol makam if in the atzmo less than machitza's asara, you need asara for good achis. Memeu less than good achis. And yet I have a shusha yachid. If I have a shusha yachid, what does that mean for the Rambam? It's ola ad l'rakia. How did it happen? There's no good achis. In the case of a shusha yachid of tel ha-mislaket. So how do you have a shusha yachid? Because within the span of Dalid, you have a height that ultimately reaches Asara, and it's within that window of a span. But you can't say good achis if at any individual place I don't have a full machitza. So how am I have Adler Rakia? The answer is because the what's chal is a chalos hekif on Rishus Adler Rakia. That's his raya. So mitahav shesay yachis shemad gam below good achis. Rak me'etzam amachitzos ba'atzman nasa al gabav shesay yachid ubakach mishkasafti. The lid of shesay yachid the Shabbos hamachitzos shelamata godros gam lemalgash shesay yachid gam below type the good achis. Hashem fize. Once again, we save the Rambam. Shapi nuchalomak mishkasafti. The Rambam the first hachsug yid amud how the beina machitzos anikaros, meaning the not about sukkah. The koyu inyan good achis. Good asik, it's a good asik. When we call Malcolm Nicha, had the spirit leg, I be tell which is the Alarakia, the Hassan Hainu time, Mishim the Machitzos, Atzman, Shilamata, Godress is a Malcolm and Alarakia, without good asik, without good asik, but some Chinan call Hachel didn't good asik. Rak the Sukkah, the Tzvichinan, the didn't good asik, who the Pasuk Gabi Amud, Mishim the Beina Machitzos and Ikaros, and this that it becomes enclosed is not enough, and you should hate the Basavam, Bach, the God, Mishim is by. So basically, Rav Chaim should be clear to everybody what he's doing. The Kasha of the Rambam is Fas Agag, building a new pshat in the sugya off of the Ramban and the Tzadi Tess in Shabbos that says that you can't say Adler Rakia by Amud, which is against our sugya by and Rava. The Teretz is it'll have to work within Rava. Nemeila a new pshat in the sugya that's a problem good asik if it's not Machitzos Nikaros, and that's Meduik and Lashon Rambam. The Nimtza that I have no Tvanos. Nimela, the Rambam learns that way, and that's why Sfas Agag is obviously kosher. Wait a second, then the Rambam has a problem, because the Rambam sounds like Adler Rakia works even by an Amud, and the Rambam said otherwise. The Teretz is a new idea that creates Rishus Yachad Rakia, and that's the fact that what's Lamata is go there Lamala, even without saying the Mechitzos are all Lamala. That's enough for Shabbos, and that won't be enough for Ha'aras and Rav Chaim. From the very beginning, we had Ha'aras in terms of the sugya itself. Maybe the Rambam and Mokar in the Lashna Gemara. At the end of the day, though, the other Ha'ara, Shtarka Ha'ara, is the Ramban. In the Rambam, beautiful, Svasayim Yushak, Mamish, Meduik, and the Lashna Rambam, works for the Tzaka of the Rambam. The problem is the Ramban. The Rav Chaim is learning such a pshat in the Ramban. We had a Mohammed yesterday with the pshat in the Rif. And he was explaining that Sfas Agag doesn't work. So right away you have a problem. Sfas Agag doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? It's because Sukkah is unique. Sukkah needs real machitzos. And the way the Ramban explained why the Rif didn't say it is because he used the Lashon of the Chachamim, Kilchasan. Kilchasan means Yumdin doesn't work, nor does good Asik work, meaning that Sukkah you can't use Rowan. That whole approach is in sync with the Ritva and the Ran. And not the Pshat of Rav Chaim. So Chorid or Ramban is really hard to put into this box, but then you have to figure out what about the Shita that Ramban and Amud doesn't have and Lurakia. That's already a kash. Avram from before.
I was just going to ask, it turns out that by Tel we say Amud Lurakia, but by Amud we don't.
The Rambam says it by Amud too. It's the Ramban that doesn't say it by Amud. The Rambam, Tel and Amud are the same. Tel and Amud are basically the same halacha. Adler Rakia, I say, what I don't say is good achis, good asik. I don't say good asik by Amud and Tel. I do say Adler Rakia. Good asik, according to the Chaim, would have worked for Sukkah, but it doesn't work because I don't say good asik by an Amud. But if I would say good asik, then I would work by Sukkah too.
So, the problem is just the Ramban in terms of the Amud.
Yeah, my problem at the end is the Ramban by Amud versus Pshat Narsugya, that he wants to pin the Ramban on the Pshat of Rav Nahar that we saw, and of course that's not going to work with the Ramban of yesterday. Okay, let me say a little something. It's a lot here, but I think it was like a Shmag of Chaim, like, you know? Yeah, I hope you...